I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 24th. The State Department of Environmental Protection is considering whether or not to review a permit that was issued to the Algonquin Gas Company for their controversial natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. A judge ruled that the waterway's permit for the facility be reviewed after determining that the compressor station didn't have to be built where it is. Attorney Michael Hayden, who represents opponents of the compressor station, argued that the facility should have been located in a less densely populated area. An attorney for Algonquin Gas argues that the compressor station has to be where it is because it services the gas pipelines that already existed at the site. Opponents say the facility poses a public health and safety threat. The Mass DEP must issue a ruling by the end of August. Quincy City Council has concluded their business before their summer recess. This week, councilors approved borrowing a total of almost $80 million for a variety of projects. The major item, $53 million bond to purchase three properties on Hancock Street and Quincy Center for redevelopment. Mayor Thomas Koch says two of the three properties will be transformed into new residential, retail, and restaurant space. The former Tasso's Pizza location, which was destroyed by a fire over 20 years ago, will be sold on the open market. The council this week also approved $15 million for a new Quincy Animal Shelter, $7 million for public building improvements, and $3 million for new vehicles, some including electric school buses. City Council will reconvene on September 12th. Before the new Quincy Animal Shelter can be built off Quarry Street near the new dog park, it will move to a temporary location on East Squantum Streets. When it was first proposed back in 2017, a new animal shelter was estimated to cost $7 million, but the council only approved half that amount. The cost has since more than doubled. Construction will begin later this year, may be completed in early 2024. Manna Community Health Center of Quincy says their recent June Bloom annual fundraiser brought in more than $140,000 to put toward their mission of providing expert, affordable health care to the entire community. More than 300 guests gathered at Lombardo's in Randolph and enjoyed food, music, raffle prizes, and more. Meteorologist and horticulturalist David Epstein served as host of the event, which also included comments from Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Manet CEO Cynthia Sierra. Manet awarded its Manet Medallion Award to the volunteers who helped deliver COVID-19 vaccines at various clinics throughout the pandemic. Past award recipients were also in attendance, including the only two-time award recipient, Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey. Guests also enjoyed a video tribute produced by QATV's own Michael Jarvie. The first woman superintendent at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office, 229-year history, is making news again. Danielle Frayne recently received the Spirit of Leadership Award from the Massachusetts Association of Women in Law Enforcement. Sheriff Pat McDermott praised Frayne for her consistent and clear leadership, saying she sets an example of ethical and professional leadership for all law enforcement professionals. Frayne has worked for the sheriff's office for 25 years. She was named superintendent of jail operations in March of this year. University of Massachusetts at Amherst Minuteman Marching Band has committed to headline the 69th annual City of Quincy Christmas Parade this year. Mayor Thomas Koch says over 380 students are part of one of the most decorated college marching bands in the nation and will participate in the parade on November 27th. Under the leadership of director Tim Todd Anderson, the Minuteman Marching Band has emerged as one of the nation's outstanding band programs. They perform for presidential inaugural ceremonies, participated in the Macy's Day Parade and Rose Bowl Parade in recent years. The highly acclaimed band has also been the recipient of the most prestigious honor bestowed on college bands, the Lewis Sudler Trophy. The band is noted for its award-winning drum line, large and powerful horn section, and enthusiastic color guard that will certainly bring great entertainment. Spectators from Quincy and beyond come by the thousands to watch the two-mile-long parade. Over 100 bands will be performing at Porch Fest Quincy tomorrow. Free live musical performances will take place in neighborhoods in Wollaston, Marymount, and Squantum from 3 to 9 p.m. A Korean War Memorial Ceremony will be held Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Korean War Memorial at Hancock Street and Marymount Parkway in Quincy. A Korean War combat veteran will be the guest speaker. The 14th annual Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Road Race will be held Saturday at 9 a.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street in Howes Neck. The 5-mile run or 2-mile walk will raise funds for scholarships for Quincy High School students, donations to Children's Hospital, Manet Youth Football, and other local organizations. Boston Children's Hospital and the Quincy Police Department will be holding a bike rodeo Sunday, 9 to noon, at the Quincy DPW on C Street. American Red Cross holding a community blood drive Sunday from 10 to 3 at the Islamic Center of New England on South Street in Quincy Point. You can go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. A Plymouth man's been charged with felony assault and battery after police said he attacked a 16-year-old driver. Plymouth police said the teen, who had recently gotten his license, turned the wrong direction on a one-way street. Officer said 49-year-old Daniel Kenny was driving on Birch Avenue Wednesday night when he saw the teen. The teen told investigators that he gave Kenny the middle finger. Police said Kenny exchanged words with the teen before getting out of his truck and hitting the teen. Police said Kenny took the teen's phone and drove off, but later returned the phone at the scene. Teenager is okay. Kenny has been charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. The MBTA suspending some Orange and Green Line service through parts of downtown Boston due to what the transit agency described as a structural issue with the Government Center garage. Police said Congress Street under the garage, Purchase Street, Sudbury Street, and New Chardon Street temporarily closed. T said that Orange Line was suspended between North Station and Back Bay, Green Line being replaced by buses between Government Center and Leechmere. HYM Construction, the contractor demolishing the private Government Center garage, advised the T that the garage's support columns that pass through T tunnels near Haymarket Station are severely deteriorated, creating an unsafe environment for the trains. The real estate developer, part of the garage project, said prior to the T statement that the issue was not related to demolition work at the garage. MBTA General Manager Steve Poftak says safety is his first priority, but during a presentation to the board yesterday, it was clear there is a long way to go. The meeting opened with the voices of riders frustrated by the T's service cuts. Poftak called the cuts necessary but temporary. He says the T has a few candidates already lined up and is looking for ways to make the jobs more appealing, including a $10,000 signing bonus. Massachusetts House unanimously passing a transportation and infrastructure bill authorizing $10.9 billion for projects, including $400 million for the T, to address ongoing safety concerns identified by federal investigators, and $250 million for the East-West Passenger Rail project. That bill now heads to the Senate. Massachusetts State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz announcing she's dropping out of the race for governor, leaving Attorney General Mara Healey unopposed on the Democratic ballot. Chang Diaz will remain on the ballot for the September primary, but no longer plans to actively campaign. Chang Diaz said she will now shift her attention towards supporting 5 down-ballot Courage Democrats. Jeff Deal and Chris Doughty are the two candidates running on the Republican side. check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded yesterday. The Dow was up 194. The NASDAQ rose 179. The S&P added 35. Shares also higher in Asia. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $104 a barrel. Sports Red Sox are in Cleveland tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, partly sunny and a high of 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 56. Hazy, hot, and humid both Saturday and Sunday. With daytime highs around 90 degrees. Scattered storms Monday and a high of 80. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 knots. High tide right before 9 a.m. Sunrise at 5:08, set at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, June 24th.